Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Who else treats you right with a taste fantastic like the Peanut Buster Parfait for just $1.39? Dairy Queen, with crunchy peanuts and layers of thick hot fudge. Who else treats you right with a $1.39 banana split? Absolutely delicious. The Dairy Queen Peanut Buster Parfait and Banana Split, only at your Dairy Queen store. Now only $1.39 each. We treat you right. Dairy Queen.
Earth, America, Indiana, Hawkins. A growing patriotic community and a shining example of the American dream. Today, Hawkins is taking another step into the future with the brand new Star Court Mall. Families, friends, and of course, teenagers can come together to shop, hang out, dine, and enjoy. With retail options for every member of the family, including The Gap, Walden Books, and Sam Goody. Star Court Mall has it all. And don't forget, a state-of-the-art food court is just an escalator ride away, featuring America's favorite place to cool down, Scoops Ahoy Ice Cream Shop.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Star Court Mall is one of the finest shopping facilities in America and beyond. So come on down. And remember, Star Court Mall has it all.
Star Court is an all-American subsidiary of Star Court Industries, an international enterprise.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back
to the Stranger Danger Podcast. Happy holidays, everybody. I hope everyone had a wonderful Merry Christmas, if that is what you celebrate. That is the holiday that my family celebrates. So Merry Christmas to all you Christmasites out there. And happy holidays to everyone else. It is December 29th. It is the final couple days of 2023. An entire calendar year that we went through without any Stranger Things episodes. Who knows what would have happened? If you all remember, season 5 was supposed to start filming in May 2023. Now, I'm no mathematician, but May, okay, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So that is 7 months ago, principal photography was supposed to begin. I know this is supposed to be the biggest season ever, but I'm wondering if there wasn't a writer strike and there wasn't an actor strike, would filming already be done? Would we be nearing some sort of trailer? Would we have had a trailer by now? Something, a tease, YouTube teases, something. Would we have had that? And I kind of think we would have, right? Now it seems like filming is going to start up next week. December 5th and 8th is what I've read on Wikipedia, and when have they ever been wrong? So what we were going to get, we're still going to get. And, you know, I mean, the kids are old enough now that I feel like 6 months isn't going to age them that much, or a year might not age them that much at this point. But if it does, it does. Now, here's the thing. 5 really can't. Can we get a long delay as far as story-wise? Between the other seasons, there's always been a break in time, whether it's summer, whether it's we pick up in a different season. But the way that Stranger Things 4 ended, it feels like there has to be like a continuation right into Stranger Things 5. And I think they could do that. I think the kids were old enough in 4 that they can be seamlessly the same age, close enough in age in season 5. You know, I'm trying to think from 2019, 20 to 23. Did I change all that much? I mean, that was a long time ago, and I don't think I've changed since then. I've at least mentally. Well, no, I've probably gotten younger mentally. Physically, I'm sure I've gotten older. Now I'm wearing the hat of a Peaky Blinders taxi driver. This was my gift from my wife for Christmas, and I love it, and I haven't taken it off yet. Then she bought me this striped shirt. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see I kind of look like I'm a tough guy in an old Tom and Jerry cartoon, just the way I was walking around all day doing, hey, put them up, because that's how I feel. I'm not a tough guy. You will, if I do put my dukes up and you were to throw a punch into my face, I would crumble and I would become just a cloud of dust and tears. And that's what we call a non sequitur. That I just kind of went, I don't know, I wasn't headed that way, but I went that way. So long story short, I don't think the kids are going to be that different looking, even though a year has passed. They've always kind of aged enough. But even if we have to pick up season 5 exactly where season 4 left off, I think we can do that. And I think they can do that pretty seamlessly. 2024 is going to be a big year for Stranger Things. Obviously, we have the play now that started in 2023. My hope, my dearest hope, I was talking about this at dinner tonight with my family. The music, the play. If there is a U.S. tour, I definitely want to go to it. Now, I know my wife. She might go to it for me, but she doesn't watch the show. you can send all her hate mail. I'll give you the address after the show. No, I'm kidding. She doesn't watch the show. My niece, she watched the show. I would like to take her. Now, don't tell her, but I would like to ask my, you know, ask her family, hey, ask my brother, I would like to take my godchild to see the Stranger Things music. It's not a musical. It'd be awesome if it was the Stranger Things play, if it tours in the U.S. somewhere in New England, somewhere in the Boston area. I did lock my wife in to go to the Back to the Future musical if that comes to Massachusetts. So, you know, let's hope. So I was able to at least, get her to come to something that is a passion of mine. But she's like, that's you and our godchild's thing. You guys go do that. And she's right. And hopefully that will come true someday. Hopefully it will come around here. But I wonder if any of you have seen it. Is it only in England right now, I think? I'm looking forward to it because everything I've read, it's gotten really good reviews. And so hopefully it's going to keep touring in 2024. Of course, we have the filming of Stranger Things 5 in 2024. And it makes me wonder, it makes me think, are we not going to get Stranger Things 5 till 2025? Am I going to have to go another calendar year without new episodes? And you, us, the Stranger family, are we all going to have to go through another calendar year without a new episode? It makes me nervous, I have to say. But if that is the case, we can do it. Now, 2023 was rough because there weren't new episodes to talk about. And what I'm hoping for is for 2024 to be a better year for Stranger Things, a better year for the Stranger Danger podcast, but most importantly, a better year for you, the Stranger friends. Now, I didn't pump out all the episodes that I was hoping to do this year. You know, I talked about the people of Stranger Things, doing that, a special on that. And I still want to do it. It's still in my head to do this. So maybe, hopefully, 2024 will bring that. There will be more book clubs. Absolutely. I have comics that I've purchased that are in my Kindle, that are in my tablet, ready to be read and talked about with you guys. So there'll definitely be that. There's other ice cream that I haven't tried yet. We all love talking about ice cream, right? So there's more of that. And there will be a rewatch of Stranger Things 4. I think I've mentioned that before. There will be a rewatch of Stranger Things 4, very different than the full episodes, where this is going to be much more nonchalant. Is that the right word? Much more laid back. Much more, I watch it, I hit record on my handheld, or I talk here into the microphone, and I just talk about it. No notes, no real plan, just watch and talk. And it'll be interesting to kind of look at the season and examine the episodes with the 2020 hindsight of what we know is set to come. Because you may or may not remember this, but when we did the original Stranger Danger 4, when I did that, I watched those episodes and I talked about them before I even watched the next episode. Maybe once in a while, I think I watched two, but then I didn't jump ahead. Because I wanted to kind of talk about these things, really questioning and wondering what comes next without knowing. So I think that was a fun thing to do. I don't know if that's going to be the case for Stranger Things 5, because I'm so afraid of spoilers that I feel like I need to jump at the opportunity to watch these, get them all in my head as quickly as possible, then go back, rewatch them, take my copious notes, typey, 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 and, then talk about it with all of you. When I finished that final Stranger Things 5 episode, watching it's one thing, but when I finish talking about it to you, it's going to feel like the end of just like a kind of a group project that we've been doing, all these years. with me putting these shows out there, which I was doing these shows because I thought it would be fun to do, and it is fun to do. But the fact that it's finding people and you're listening to it, and you're listening to me right now, is just incredible. And I can never, ever, you know, say enough how much I appreciate the fact that you people find the show. But it's going to be a while till we get to those episodes. So in the meantime, you know, I hope that you, you know, you have some patience with me as I don't seem to put out a content as much as I feel like I should. And I definitely don't put out as much content as I want to. But there are other things out there. So if you do find this, you know, somewhat interesting, you can go to fansnotexperts.com. And you can find multiple other podcasts that I work on or that I produce or that I host. I like doing podcasts. I just did a 25-day, 25-episode podcast just on Christmas sitcoms. That is on my main podcast, Geek Mentality, which is, you know, where you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Threads and Mastodon.social, all those things, Geek Mentality, which is the name of the podcast. That's where I do specials like my movie month every June. Every June, no matter what, you'll see 30 podcasts from me. Every December, you'll start seeing 25 more podcasts from me. This is the third year I've done it. So there are 75 episodes of Sitcom All Ye Faithful out there. See, I like clever puns. And there are, okay, I've done 10 years of movie month, but only 8 years of podcasts. So there are 240 movie month podcasts out there if you want to find them. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, you may have noticed that the Fans Not Experts YouTube channel has really started adding a ton of videos. That's because I figured out that you can connect your podcast to YouTube and automatically generate videos that get posted to YouTube of the audio. Now, of course, for this special video, you're seeing the actual video. You're seeing this face on purpose. You're watching it right now. Like, you chose this. That's on you. But if you want to go back and look at any other episodes of other podcasts that I do, they'll all start showing up here on the YouTube channel. And also, there's a horror movie podcast called Slash that I need to get back to doing. That is a show where I do audio and video. And it goes on YouTube, and it's a podcast. And I did every episode of Halloween from the Halloween franchise. And I started doing Nightmare on Elm Street, and I stalled at Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2. But I hope to get back to that very shortly. Now, all that out of the way, I just want to say Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to everybody. Thank you so much for finding this show, for listening, for subscribing, and I hope 2024 is a better year for all of us. But more importantly, I want to try some ice cream.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So I have with me, finally, more Scoops Ahoy. Yep, you got it right here. USS Butterscotch. And if I'm not mistaken, that's an actual flavor that we've seen featured in Stranger Things. Am I right? USS Butterscotch from the Scoops Ahoy Ice Cream Parlor. Look, this has been in my freezer for quite some time, and I've been waiting to finally do an episode and talk about it. I'm like, I need to do this. But I got to do it on camera. I got to do the video. And so I'm finally here, finally doing it. Now, I don't want to look at the nutritional facts because that'll just depress me. I don't need to do that. Let's see here. USS Butterscotch. Butterscotch ice cream and a salted caramel ribbon and salted caramel chocolate. Excuse me, I was drooling a little. Butterscotch. Now, I had a friend that I worked with, his name was Brian, and he had red hair, and I said, I'm not going to call you Brian anymore. I'm going to call you Butterscotch. I called him Brian most of the time, but we're talking, that's 20 years ago, and I haven't seen him in a long time. We are on social media together. Every so often, I'll still say Butterscotch, and he hasn't forgotten it. But for me, butterscotch brings a memory of my childhood. As a kid, my grandmother would make butterscotch pudding with a little dollop of Cool Whip. She'd put it in the refrigerator, and she'd have these little, like, nowadays, if I was to have pudding, I'd stick it in a bowl, like a crappy plastic bowl. She had these little glass, like, containers, not with, like, little stems. And she'd have them cooled with the plastic wrap over it. And then you take it off, put the Cool Whip on. And it was divine. And I'm wondering if the smell of this will bring me back to those days. Those butterscotch pudding days. I'm going to write a song. Those butterscotch pudding days. Ahoy! With a little anchor. Let's open this up. Let's see what we got. Oh, wow. It's a grayish, whitish, and it's got a little freezer burn, but that's my fault, really. But look what I have here. I have the ice cream eater's favorite tool, the spoon. Yes, you can put it in a cone, and you can lick it, and I'm sure that is the number one tool, I guess, is the human tongue. But for me, the spoon is where it's at. I like to get bowls more than I like to get cones because then I like to stir up the ice cream at the end. You get a little ice cream soup. Maybe I'll put a cone in it too just so I can get that crunch. No cone today, but I'm ready to try this out. Oh, there's a little message on the side. I think I've read this before. It's probably the same thing. Ahoy! Set sail on a sea of flavor with these cool, delicious treats inspired by Star Court Mall's very own ice cream parlor, Scoops. Ahoy. I bought this at Walmart some time ago. I should have kept it frozen. I did for too long. It is perishable, so let's get tasting. Oh, it's like AMSR. You can hear the spoon going in the ice cream. Yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, here we go. Nana? Oh my goodness. I just had a flashback. Where was I? It was 1984. And we were getting ready to go see Splash. Wow, I'm going to try a little more. So that is delicious butterscotch ice cream. It's not overpowering. It seems like it's a vanilla base with butterscotch kind of flavoring. And I got a chocolate bit. It's probably disgusting listening to me eat, but I don't care. Now let's, okay, I'm going to stick my spoon in a little deeper and see what we find. Now I'm going to try to see if the camera can pick this up. There is, not really, it just looks like goop, but I'm telling you, it's delicious goop. There is, you can see ribbons of butterscotch in there. You can see the oh my God, I almost spilled a little ice cream on my keyboard. Oh, the things we do for our podcast. Yes, this is a winner. Now, I remember last time was the pineapple upside down, and the pineapple tasted okay, but I feel like everything else it promised, it didn't deliver. Like, there were things in there that weren't, the things that were promised that I don't remember tasting. This seems to completely be delivering on all cylinders. No, I had breakfast for dinner tonight. I went to a place. Now, I like cuisine of other nations. I have a very global palate. So tonight we went to a place. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's called the International House of Pancakes. We went there for dinner. It was as I say this, divine. But the meal I ate makes me think maybe I shouldn't be eating too much ice cream. But this is delicious. Now, that's it. I'm going to save the rest for another time. Maybe I'll eat it next year, which is 2 days. You like those jokes? Hey, see you next year. Yeah, you will. Okay, that's delicious. But I'm going to hold off on that. I think I love the cinnamon. I didn't care for the pineapple one as much. So maybe it's cinnamon, butterscotch, pineapple, I think. I don't know if I... Was there another one? I don't think so. I feel like there should have been, but there hasn't been. But there are other out there. I hope Walmart still carries these, because if not, this might have been the last one. If it was, it was worth it. If it isn't, get ready for more Stranger Things ice cream episodes coming soon, because I got to do something. I'm going crazy waiting for Stranger Things 5. Now, if you sent in a voicemail, I will get to it. I have it. I haven't lost it. I haven't deleted it. You know, hopefully in a future book club episode, you will hear me, hear you talking about, you know, playing your voicemail. But that's it. I just wanted to eat some ice cream, say hi, and say 2024 will be a better year all around, mainly because the filming of Stranger Things 5 is finally happening. So, I said it before, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Mastodon.social, Geek Mentality. You can find Stranger Danger Pod on Instagram and on TikTok, even though I haven't done that in a long time. Stranger D Pod on Twitter. Just go to fansnotexperts.com. Find everything there, including this podcast and every other podcast that I do, because apparently I like doing podcasts. And subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please, 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 please. That's at fansnotexperts on YouTube. Even if you just go to fansnotexperts.com/YouTube, you will be brought to this channel. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. So that's it. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. All that fun stuff. And I got nothing else to say. Thank you so much for continuing to support this podcast. And, you know, dad joke aside, I'll see you next year. See me come. I'm not gone. I just thought I could freeze. Bye.
Fans not experts.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.